Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
Claire, don't fall off the wagon now.
I haven't. It's just your ordinary, run-of-the-mill ex-sex, fueled by the most common of aphrodisiacs, mutual loathing and disdain.
Relationships with faculty are strictly forbidden.
I admit you, I was running away from someone. I'm sorry that I ran right into you.
Good luck, Serena.
Hey, Dan, I'll wait outside for you. However long it takes.
I really miss you. Just give me a second chance. I won't let you down.
You tried to destroy my friendship with Blair, my reputation, my academic career.
You failed every time, and now it's time for you to go.
A friend of ours thinks that we share mutual enemies on the Upper East Side, and, well, I could really use some help from the inside right now.
What exactly did you have in mind?
Where is she buried? And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
On the Upper East Side, the possibilities are endless. Dom or Krug, Winston or Cartier, Tori or Stella. Eventually, even the people with everything have to choose.
Hey, why are you guys seeing? I thought we were going to Sarah Beth.
We decided we can spread out better here. There's more room to work.
On what? Your calculus homework?
Your love life. There's a little something called Dan versus Nate. We're here to help.
And we brought protractors.
A Venn diagram? Really? You seriously expect me to make this monumental decision with colored pencils and graph paper?
Don't mock. Elliot got an 800 on his math SAT.
Mm-hmm. Probability. Set theory. It's basically what they do when you join an online dating service.
Okay, Ease Harmony, I will submit to your method. But just so you know, I did choose. I called Dan right after I broke up with Colin, and Nate showed up and said some things that I couldn't ignore.
And then?
Well, I ignored him, ran up to my room, and haven't spoken to either since.
That's a familiar coping mechanism.
Well, let's see how you cope with this. Why did Colin Forster leave Columbia students eager to learn about the psychology of business? Answer, his funny business with Serena Vanderwoodson.
Mom, you have to call them and make them print a retraction and an apology. You know that's not true.
Half of New York saw you kiss him at the ballet. Dean Ruther would like to see us in her office.
Well, looks like our compatibility worksheet will have to wait.
Hey, Serena, it's me. I saw your thing in the Post. Just wanted you to know that Brooklyn is a great place to avoid nasty looks. Unless you throw your recycling in the regular trash or try to open a giant chain store with questionable labor practices. But anyway, call me.
I left her the same message, only without the lame Brooklyn joke. But you shouldn't wait by your phone, man.
Well, last I checked, the only thing Serena wanted from you was to make some billionaire jealous.
Oh, you mean the same thing she wanted from you?
Why are you even here? I assume you're responsible.
I totally understand if you guys are still mad at me for what happened with Serena, but obviously you miss each other. I'll take that awkward pause as a yes.
Don't think this means that I've been calling out your name in my sleep.
It's not like I've been writing Mrs. Nate Humphrey in my notebook. There's nothing like a friendly benefit to start the day of meetings about getting the empire back on top.
You do thrive in that position. I'm sure your black and white ball for the Hotel Association will remind everyone of that.
And with your glow, and Archibald will beg you to be the face of her new foundation.
It's a hormonal response to orgasm, nothing more.
What else could it be?
What indeed. Too bad it couldn't get me an 8 o'clock reservation at the Lion.
While I love to delay your gratification, I can curb your cravings if you care to join me there tonight before my party.
You have a reservation tonight?
I can tell my business associate something came up, unless you object.
Nothing wrong with a lobster pot pie between friends. We'll see you at 8.
Doretta!
I need Sam Mercado and an assortment of Chloe that's subtle but sexy.
For your meeting with Mrs. Archibald?
No, for my dinner with Chuck.
And I see your brain trying to translate the implications from Polish, but there are none, so stop thinking and do.
DeLucci, it's Chuck Bass. I need a favor. 2 for dinner at 8. I wouldn't ask, but it's important. Great.
can at least try to hide your disappointment.
Well, I have nothing to hide. I simply want to put this behind us.
Even if I have to wear a scarlet letter for something I didn't do?
Dean Reuther, I'm sorry you have to disrupt your day with such trivial matters.
It's hardly trivial, Mrs. Humphrey. I'm sure you saw the wall of paparazzi at the campus gates.
Well, I assure you, none of us is interested in this kind of media attention. I hope you'll let our family make it up to you with an endowment. Maybe you could use it to build a moat around the school, keep out the press.
The only thing I'd like from your family is to withdraw your daughter from our university.
What? Over a gossip column?
Hundreds of parents have called concerned about teachers. I'm sorry, Serena. I have to look at the bigger picture. It's no longer just your education that's being disrupted.
Well, I'm sure you realize that Serena was accepted at other Ivy League institutions.
Mom, please.
Well, getting out of the city is probably your best course of action. We can refund her tuition, and I am happy to facilitate a transfer.
I think you misunderstood me. Serena chose Columbia, and despite your judgment, she is the victim here. And I'm sure the Times would love to do an article about a dean who tolerates professors in power positions exploiting female students.
Well, I hope you'll consider my offer.
I swear, I thought I was over Serena until I realized how much Juliet had come between us. I just felt like we had to try again.
That was your telling out to ballet?
Yeah, until you showed up. I haven't heard from her since.
Nah, me neither. So, look, you and I are friends and we both like the same girl. We try pretending that we didn't.
But we do. And we try to act like we don't care that we're friends.
But we do. Oh.
That was good. That was good.
So what if we both take our best shot and, like the gentlemen we are, agree to be okay with whoever she picks?
What are you trying to say? Let the best man win? Because I just did.
I think Dean Reuther was actually trembling. You were very impressive.
I was, wasn't I?
Thank you for believing me. It means a lot.
Well, promise me no more surprises.
You know everything, I swear.
Jenny! Ah! That's the kind of surprise I like.
Wish I could say the same. I'm going to say hi to Eric and Ellie.
Oh, nice to see you too, Serena.
Well, she's had a rough day. I thought you weren't coming until the holidays.
Oh.
Jenny has something she needs to tell you.
Yeah, this girl, Juliet Sharp, called me in Houston and asked for my help to take Serena down. Now, I know Serena still hates me, so I might have done something like this last year, but not now.
Well, Serena has filled me in, and luckily Juliet's reign is over now that she's failed to get Serena kicked out of Columbia.
Well, I don't know. She said she was going to leak a story to Page Six. Yeah, I'm sorry. If I thought she was serious, I would have come to you sooner. She also said that she knew more and she wasn't afraid to use it.
Thank you, Jenny. You did the right thing, and I will take it from here.
Well, I know you have to get back to MoMA and your abstract expressionism day with Mom, but it's been nice having you. See you for a minute.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah, everything's in place on my end.
Vanessa has the boys set, too. Looks like Serena will finally get what she deserves.
Well, maybe I missed the Upper East Side after all.
Watch out, S. Looks like Brooklyn finally has a team again. And this time, they brought in a ringer.
It is so nice to see you again, Ian.
You too, Blair. You know, even though things didn't work out with you and Nathaniel, I've remained impressed with you, which is why you were the first person I thought of to replace me as the face of the Girls Inc. Foundation.
I'd be honored to carry on your philanthropic tradition.
But I feel I need to tell you, the board is very focused on the fact that the head of a female empowerment organization needs to be someone who's empowered herself.
Well, they're in luck, because power isn't just my mission, it's my mantra.
It's more your personal relationships that are in question.
I assume you don't mean Nate.
So I took your advice about the relaunch. After tonight, it will be clear I'm back in the game. With Patrola, Gimlet, the Empire is my flagship.
Yeah, but a black and white ball?
It's so Hilton. Conrad, not Paris.
I think your insult is flattering.
Well, don't. People aren't checking into the Empire for a black tie experience. They come to live like Chuck Bass. No rules, no repercussions.
They still can. The hotel's the same as ever.
But you aren't. When you disappeared, you seriously damaged your brand. And the hotel has paid the price.
People do change. Not that I know if Chuck has, since I rarely associate with him anymore.
So what do you suggest?
If you want to rebuild, you need to commit to being the hedonist everyone loves to hate. No one wants a soft-hearted has-been who's worried about dating Blair Waldorf.
Trust me, a relationship with Blair is the furthest thing from my mind.
People may forgive the choices you've made in your past, but if you want this foundation in your future, I'll need some assurance that Charles won't be a part of it.
He's not even part of my present.
You were right. Lily has requested a meeting.
Trust me. Nothing drives a wedge between mother and daughter more than Lily trying to cover up for Serena.
Why hide your talents in Hudson?
I didn't want to cross any more lines trying to defend myself against Blair. But when you told me they went after Vanessa at the ballet, I had to help.
Blair's pathological for sure, but half of what she does is to protect Serena. And she never pays consequences or takes responsibility.
Which is exactly why we need to turn everyone against Serena. So she finally knows what it feels like to be an outsider.
I'd say you're pretty expert at this yourself.
I just like visual aids. Nate and Dan are friends again?
Mm-hmm.
Great, so we just need to get Serena's phone.
I already did one better. I replaced her SIM card with a new one, and I put all her contacts in so she can call out. But this phone has her actual SIM.
So we get all her incoming calls and texts.
And we can send whatever responses we want, and she'll never know because her phone's not even missing.
You know, if you stuck around here, we would all be working for you in a week. Okay, so you guys wait for incoming calls, and I'm gonna go meet Lily.
I've been rethinking dinner. I read a few more reviews, and the crowds are big and the portions are small.
I read the same thing. Why waste our time on mediocrity?
Where exactly did you read that?
I assume the same place you did.
I didn't. I lied because Anne Archibald doesn't want the face of her foundation to be associated with Chuck Bass. What's your excuse?
Casey thinks you're too good for my bad reputation and it's hurting business.
Well, we can't very well risk our futures for some meaningless dinner.
Even if it would be wrong to assume we're anything more than old acquaintances sharing a side of spinach.
Why take the risk?
I'll see you at your place.
It's now too soon.
Don't look at me like that. You're the one who's black and white and red all over.
How do you think that happened? A secret relationship.
But Chuck and I are not in a relationship. What are you? A foot fetishist or done?
Babe, come on. You and Chuck have way too much history to interact in a casual way. I just don't want to see you get hurt or lose this opportunity with Anne.
I won't. As long as I keep my heart locked away and our interactions off the street. As for your devoted suitors, have you finally decided on whom to crush?
No, and I have feelings for both. I don't want to hurt either. I have a whole new appreciation for big love.
Well, even in Utah, only the men get to have more than one spouse, which I've come to realize is extremely sexist.
You should add it to the Girls Inc. agenda. But seriously, what am I supposed to do? And please don't say make a list because Eric and Elliot already tried that.
Lists are for kids. Dilemmas like these require a meditative state. I find mine by watching Dorota feed the ducks. You can borrow her as long as she's back by dinner.
Thank you, but ducks and Dorota couldn't compare to the zen of shopping.
So, go forth to Madison and seek out the perfect dress, and then follow your heart to the perfect guy.
Okay, Sensei. I actually have to get something for the black and white ball tonight, so I have nothing to lose. But remember, when it comes to Chuck, you do.
All right, so it's decided. We'll each invite her to best date ever. Something that's true to who we are. Shows her why we're the right dad.
Oh, so you're going to take her to one of those weird movies that doesn't make sense even when you read the subtitles?
No, I'm going to take her to Frankie's 457. She'll feel like she discovered something new, a place where no one cares that she's Serena Vanderwoods.
Oh, dude, I won already.
What, because you're going to go make her watch you play lacrosse?
She loves lacrosse.
Especially when it's followed by dinner per se, and everyone we grew up with talking about how perfect we are together.
Hi.
You're on. for tonight before Chuck's party.
Done.
And whoever she says yes to is the guy she wants. Never, never to be discussed or debated again.
Okay.
Hey, don't worry. I'm not one of those winners who loves the loser's face, okay?
Okay.
Seriously, how many times can Blair text that she knows she's being paranoid, but she just wants to make sure that Serena isn't going after Anne Archibald's foundation?
Well, we should write back and thank her for giving us exactly the information we needed.
But this is perfect. Dan and Nate both invited her out tonight.
And Serena's going to reject both of them, but only after she toys with them enough to make them hate her. At least for tonight. As much as I find Casey personally abhorrent, she's right about black and white. It's decent rather than decadent.
You have something more DNS in mind.
Saints and sinners is a nice feel.
There's something alluring about an angel drawn to the dark side.
Or a devil redeemed. Masquerade. Where inhibitions can help but break free.
Like Casey and Gossip Girl. Yeah. I'm impressed, Anne. With your
virtue. I could denounce your unseemly party.
A tasteful dinner. In front of the whole board. Heckle plan.
It's a beautiful friendship. See the devil got my address. See the devil got my car. My black ones, y'all gonna be perfect. The public will condemn you.
What public?
What condemnation?
I'm with you. To my heart, so I
cannot make it back from the dark. Of course, someone is black like you were. I appreciate the tea, Mrs. Humphrey, but I'm not really sure why I'm here.
Well, I knew you had a problem with Serena when you tried to keep her out of Hamilton House, but it's come to my attention that you were also responsible for Page Six.
Yes, well, I guess that's the thing. You're not born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You want to eat, you have to work.
Yes, and it seems that you've made a career out of harassing my daughter. Serena and Colin are over. Do not continue to jeopardize her future.
I won't mention Colin's name again. I swear. If only he were the only teacher Serena had an inappropriate relationship with.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that you are. Something like that does not go down without a parent knowing. I mean, boarding school? Serena was a minor. Anyway, knowing that it's a pattern might help Dean Reuther find her grounds for expulsion.
So how much will it take for you to leave my daughter alone?
Oh, I don't know. This design is brilliant. I have nothing like it. But that one I could wear everywhere.
How is this better than Venn diagrams?
Maybe I should get both.
I thought the point was to choose.
Attention, party people. Bass's black and white has added some fire and ice. Whether you're a saint or a sinner, the afterlife never looked so good.
Great. Now neither of these will work. Should be a saint or a sinner.
Dan versus Nate was hard enough. I'm not touching good versus bad stream. We're seeing you later.
We should go as Bacchus and Sergius.
Yes, we should.
Thanks, guys.
Not so sure white's your color.
What are you doing here?
I assume you mean, how can a poor girl like me afford anything in a place like this?
You only have yourself to blame for Colin cutting you off.
Luckily, I have a new benefactor. I think you know her. Lily Vanderwoodson Bass Humphrey. What is her last name? Oh, you know, I can just look at the check.
My mom already called the post. Page Six is printing a retraction. Why would she give you anything?
I guess she didn't want the whole world to know your other secrets. What a shame.
for everyone to find out what an embarrassment it is to have you as a daughter.
Hey, you don't happen to be at the loft with a blonde we don't talk about.
I'm here. Serena's not. Did you need me to leave before she gets here?
No. I was expecting her here at the park anyway. I just thought maybe my loft was the only place she knew in Brooklyn. Thanks anyway. Not
there
waiting for me, is she?
Why would she be? I thought you scared her off with your heartfelt declarations.
Oh, she was supposed to meet me at the Frick. You know what happened? We must have had some miscommunication.
They do seem to be your area of expertise. In fact, you probably send your share of inappropriate things during intercourse.
So what'd you do? Did you call a girl by another girl's name? Talk a little too dirty?
It's not funny. I may have uttered those three little words that change everything, but she probably didn't even hear me. Scientifically speaking, intense pleasure does dull the other senses.
Relax, man. Girls know that when a guy says that during sex, it doesn't mean I love you. It means I love having sex with you.
Of course.
Thanks.
For Mrs. Archibald and the ladies, I ordered the frozen caviar and blini for appetizer.
Why would you do that? You know Mr. Chuck loves caviar.
But you love too. Everyone loves.
Okay, fine, Dorota. Since you badgered it out of me, yes. It's true. Chuck said he loved me while in a compromising position.
He did.
He did.
This is just like in book. When a time traveler comes to declare love for lost princess.
Yes, but unlike your dirty, long-haired Lothario, Chuck probably didn't mean it. He simply blurted it out in the height of passion.
But Mr. Chuck does not seem like a blurter.
Well, he's obviously become one, and I did the polite thing and acted like I didn't hear.
You didn't say I love you back?
And be a weak, sniveling stand-by-your-man who never runs a foundation or anything else? No! I'm an empowered woman, and I won't let three words that were probably meaningless change that. This is obviously distracting you from your work.
Did you pay Juliet off?
Bruce, let me call you back.
If you mean did I ask Juliet to stop leaking information to page 6, the answer is yes. You never believed that I didn't sleep with Colin, did you? You just said that to the dean so that I could stay at Columbia.
I wanted you to be able to move forward and focus on your future.
What does she even say she has?
What's important is that it's taken care of.
She has nothing because I did nothing. So you believe her over me. You know, you just let yourself get blackmailed for no reason.
Can you blame me? It's not like you have a history of great decision-making.
How can I when you disapprove of every choice I've ever made? No matter how hard I try to do the right thing, you always just assume the worst.
Lobster pot pie. Cheesecake in a jar and... John DeLucci!
Chuck asked me to make sure everything was perfect.
Chuck did this?
So romantic. Like in book when time traveler sends sign of true love from future and princess needs to get to Grand Ball where he is waiting. And if she too late, the rift in the time-space continuum closed up forever. Miss Blair, we have mixed company.
Tell Anne and the board that I've been delayed, and unless you want to raise Anna in Poland, don't let them leave before I get back.
Where are you going?
Straight to hell with all the other sinners.
Hey, what are you doing here? We agreed to let this go after the test.
Yeah, I know. And she texted me that she'd meet me, only she stood me up. I'm guessing she did the same thing to you.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing here? This is really not a good time.
And obviously you're not going to end this. So we are.
You know how we both feel. You have until midnight to decide.
Eric just texted Serena to see how she's doing after the blowout with her mom and to make sure she's still on for dinner. Now the only one left is Blair.
Here. Give this resume to one of Anne Archibald's foundation board members at dinner. Tell them that Serena would like to be considered for the position.
What do I do if Blair sees me?
Lie.
Looks like the battle between Brooklyn and the Upper East Side has finally come to a head. Word has it, Lonely Boy and Golden Boy both declared their love. They gave Cinderina until midnight to decide. That Carolina Herrera dress makes her look like an angel, but this decision is demonic.
I can't believe it. Dan and Nate will forgive for anything.
How do we keep her from making a choice?
We don't. We make it for her. Take off your clothes and take out your credit card.
And the forces of evil are just getting started.
I'm taking down Serena involved wearing the perfect dress.
Well, anytime I can combine styling with revenge. Plus, this isn't exactly my first masquerade party.
I'll see you next time.
Good luck, man.
And you too.
Serena Van Dawson?
You have to keep Serena out long enough for us to make her life hell.
I got Serena's resume to Anne, but Blair's not here.
She's here. I just spotted her.
Now you just need to figure out a way to get the board meeting in today.
I don't think these ladies want to witness Chuck's eternal damnation.
Tell Anne that Blair's arranged a special surprise to show her dedication to Girls Inc. And Vanessa,
you really need to start showing more initiative.
He's carrying you on this thing.
I know. Serena, have you seen Chuck? Wait! I know that you don't think my being with him is a good idea, but you have bad ideas all the time. I don't want to lose the foundation, but what's wrong with wanting to keep it secret just long enough to find out how he really feels? I didn't approve of your thing with Colin, but at least I had the decency to talk to you about it. Well, I didn't, but you should.
I know. It's not my bolognese.
No, Rufus, I'm sorry. It's delicious. I'm just upset about this Serena situation.
I thought we'd all moved on. Now, Serena broke things off with Colin. The post is apologizing. The dean can't force Serena out of school. And by next semester, this whole thing will be forgotten.
Well, it'd be a lot easier if Colin was the first teacher that Serena had been involved with.
Really? Someone at Constance?
Boarding school.
Boarding school? Serena was just a kid.
Serena was never a kid, believe me. This was after the Shepherd wedding, Pete Fairman. It didn't end well. I was lucky I found a way to handle it.
Well, just because it happened then doesn't mean it's happening now.
I'm sorry for leaving the line like that earlier. It's just... Serena, you have no idea the hell you put me through. It is me, right?
So you ready?
As hard as it's going to be, I know what I have to do.
Hi, Eric and Serena Vanderwoodson and Elliot Leiter.
Go on in.
What was that name again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he told you. Serena Vanderwoodson.
Nice try.
but she's already inside.
Well, that's a mistake, because I'm her.
Sorry. You have ID?
I didn't come to rent a car. Everyone here knows me. Eric, can you get Chuck or Casey? And hurry, please. I don't want to keep them waiting.
Serena! Hey, there you are. Excellent. That was a kiss hello, right? Not a kiss goodbye. I think I might need another to be sure.
You gonna tell Nate? Let him know I'm sorry.
I mean, not sorry enough to want you to change your mind, but...
I avoided Casey's prom night.
I appreciate that. And you being here after us, but don't you have a denouncement to attend?
Do I was distracting the board with Salucci's cavatelli until I get back. I heard what you said.
What conversation are you referring to exactly?
3 one-syllable words that, under the circumstances, you may or may not have meant.
Do you want me to admit them?
If they were true, I would want to know. People do lose their rational thought during sex. They bark and scream out for God and their mothers. I should get back to you.
Immensely. Hello, my heart. You gonna say something soon?
I will. I mean...
In your life, you can't have everything. And won't be the only person who might think you're weak for forgetting me.
And you won't build a business based on being New York's bad boy bachelor.
I understand the consequences. But I'm willing to pay me. You make me wanna die.
Looks like saints and sinners aren't the only ones battling for souls tonight.
Sing noble flares together.
It's no surprise D&B succumbs to the dark side. But how about the boys from opposite sides of the bridge? It's hard to get word when they're both lip-locked with Serena Vanderwoodson. Lucky I have the pictures to prove it.
I can explain.
I'm not sure how this shows your dedication to Girls, Inc. You know, you lost any sympathy I may have had for your previous choices the moment I saw you kissing Charles in your underwear.
Shouldn't empowered women get to have relationships, too? Being with Chuck doesn't make me into Liz Blair.
I'm sorry, but it does. The man you're with may not be a reflection of you, but you will always be a reflection of him.
Is that fair?
Maybe not, but the sooner you accept it, the easier your decisions will be. Please tell Serena, while I appreciate her interest in a position, she's not the type of girl we're looking for either.
Wish you was polite. Now we'll have that with KC.
Give me a minute. I have to go find Serena.
How could I have kissed either of you when I couldn't even get in the party?
So someone dressed exactly like you, wearing your perfume, just happened to be attracted to both of us?
I don't know. I can't explain it.
So this mystery person texted us from Paris, too? and used this to make some adjunct Professor jealous and stood us up?
No, I am partially responsible for this. I came here tonight to tell you how I felt. Doesn't that count for more than a gossip girl blast?
We can't keep chasing in circles. You didn't make the choice. We made it for you.
I didn't do this.
I'm with him. So, goodbye, Serena.
Hey, you know I didn't kiss both of them.
Do I? It's no worse than what you did to me and Chuck.
What? I have nothing to do with you coming here in your underwear. You knew what you had to lose.
I kept trying to figure out why you would expose us. And then Ann Archibald told me that you wanted to be the face of her foundation.
Oh, come on. When are you going to give it up? I don't want everything that you want. I couldn't be less interested.
So Ann, Nate, and Dan are all liars. That's a lot of people to blame, even for you. Just admit you did the wrong thing. Or maybe you don't even know what that is anymore.
You know, you're not the first person to say that today, so I guess it must be true. You know, it was a bad choice thinking that you'd be on my side.
Not as bad as my believing that you'd ever be happy for my success.
Oh, why not? Mom's not the only one who still sees me as a messed up 16-year-old. No one can see that I've changed. No one cares.
I care.
You're my little brother. You're not enough.
Just in time to hear KC tell me how I've destroyed my bad boy business plan once and for all.
I warned you, but it turns out I was wrong. This party is so decadent and in the private rooms, frankly, illegal. The big romantic gesture showed the hedonist has a heart.
So, there's the perfect balance.
With the press this will get, you can expect the hotel will be fully booked by Monday. I'm already getting calls for personal appearances. In fact, I would love to get you some photo ops, you know, Chuck Bass's girlfriend at store openings, fashion shows, that kind of thing. Call me on the schedule.
Yes, the rules are going to be broken. We can have it.
No, you can. It's me who can.
Hey, it's okay. Come on. I got you.
In the battle between good and evil, score one for the sinners.
Hi, sorry. My friend had a little bit too much to drink.
Looks like S could end up the next saintly sacrifice. Pleasant dreams, sweet angel.
Whatever foundation you want.
It won't change anything. Anne's right. As long as I'm with you, I'm Hillary in the White House, and I want to be Hillary, Secretary of State, but with better hair.
And we'll find another way to show the world you're forced to be reckoned with. We'll build our futures together.
I followed my heart all last year, and it led me nowhere. Now I need to follow my head.
Need to choose between them. Look at Brad and Angelina. They take turns on top.
Yeah, but she won an Oscar first. I'm sorry, but I have to be Blair Waldorf before I can be Chuck Bass's girlfriend.
I love you.
I love you, too. I don't expect you to wait.
Two people are meant to be together. Eventually, they'll find their way back.
Do you really believe that?
I do.
So do I.
Still not Juliet?
No. But I gotta get back to your house soon before my luck runs out and everyone's smacking the Blair and my dad.
Well, it was nice to finally win one for Team Brooklyn. You sure you can't stay and celebrate? I can try texting Juliet again.
Called me love, hold me tight.
the thing about destiny? Instead of too many choices, you suddenly have none.
Ties it by me. I don't need a thing to remind me that I'm part of the world.
The Prince of Darkness finally sees the light, only to realize it's no longer an option. And the time for love has come and gone.
I'll not sound like a high school cheerleader, but I'm glad we were in this together.
Not hard enough to be a high school cheerleader. But me too, otherwise I'd probably be looking for a reason to blame
you. And you did make a damn good scapegoat.
Hey, you want to go play Red Dead Redemption? One ground rule, though. One.
Serena Vanderwoodson does not exist.
Perfect.
The rest of us just have to keep moving forward.
Yes, of course, I understand. She's over 18. Well, thank you for your call. That was Dean Ruther. Your sister just withdrew from Columbia.
Alienate everybody, drop out of school, run away. Sounds like Serena.
You're right. I'm not sure there's anything we can do anymore.
Except the choice is out of your hands. It's up to the fates to decide. XOXO, Gossip Girl.